Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th segment in Halachos and Ideas of the Pesach Seder. We're almost done going through the relevant Halachos of the Seder. After the Afikoman, we have the second part of Hallel. And I just would like to speak for a few moments about the whole concept of saying Hallel on Seder night. When you think about it, this is the only night the entire year that we say Hallel. Hallel, the rest of the year, is associated with Shacharis, with the morning davening. Some shuls, such as our own, even have the minog that in shul, following Maariv, we say Hallel. So why is it that we say Hallel at night altogether? The most basic answer seems to be that the night, though it's normally a quiet, peaceful, inactive time, played a central role in the Pesach story. Of course, the immediate aftermath of Makas Bechoros, of the plague of the firstborn, was that Paro finally relented and decided that the Jews would go. And that decision really occurred in the middle of the night. And therefore, that, in a sense, is the climax of the experience of the Jews in Egypt. And it makes sense that we should sing Hallel to Hashem, sing praises to Hashem, on that very night. And that is the night that we're sitting at the Seder. On a more symbolic level, there's an idea that many of the Mefarshim touch on, which is Laila Kayom Ya'ir, that on this Seder night, the night shines forth as if it was day. And we can take that in many directions. I just want to go in one approach. The whole spiritual elevation of the Jewish people was extremely dramatic in this story. The famous idea they went from being on the 49th level of impurity, of spiritual impurity, to being catapulted out of Egypt, to be given the Torah as God's chosen nation. And therefore, this idea of taking a time when people normally aren't doing many mitzvahs, aren't doing much of anything. Normally, people are just in their bed. And we take this time, the night, and we devote it to mitzvahs. Matzah and maror and korban pesach and talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And, among other things, singing praises to Hashem through Hallel. In a sense, the idea of making the night so dramatically different and rising up from the darkness of the night to the glory of all these mitzvahs is in many ways a fascinating mashal, a parable for the striking and dramatic spiritual ascent of the Jewish people in Egypt. So that's just an interesting thing to think about when we say Hallel Seder night. One or two halachos. It's a good thing to know when we get to the lines in Hallel of Hodu, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Lulam Chasto, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. There's actually an idea in halacha, the same way that we do it in shul, where the chazan says hodu, and the congregation responds hodu, and the chazan says ana Hashem Moshiana, and the congregation responds ana Hashem Moshiana. There's actually an idea of doing it the same way at the Seder. That's just an interesting thing to keep in mind. Another interesting thing is who should lead the benching at the Seder. So it's actually brought down in halacha that the head of household, the host, should lead the benching at the Seder. It's based on a phrase, Tov Ayin Yevorach, that the one who should give the blessing is the one who is a good-eyed person, meaning a generous person. And the host at the Seder has a role of distinction in being generous. In what way? At the beginning of the Seder, we said, Kol dichvin yeseh v'yechol, kol ditzrich yeseh v'yivsach. Anyone who needs should come and join in the Korban Pesach. And who was the one who invited those people? Not the guests, the head of household, the host was the one. And since he was such a tov ayin, such a generous person to invite others to the Seder, it follows that he should be the one to be mevarech, to lead the benching. So it's actually brought in halacha that the head of household should lead the benching at the Seder if there's a mezumen. One last thing from a halachic perspective, the famous idea that once the Seder is over, one really should spend however much is possible of the rest of the night, however long a person could stay awake, learning more about the story of the Exodus, learning halachos of the Korban Pesach. And it's a very powerful thing to think about, that it's not just an outpatient procedure, you know, that we come and we say the script of the Seder and we eat some matzah and we have a good night. we're trying to walk away with a true, inspirational, reflective experience. And therefore, once the Seder's over, we need to keep on thinking about these ideas and keep on reflecting on them. And if at all possible, a person shouldn't go straight to bed after the Seder. There's also a minhag that some have to recite the beautiful Megillah of Shir HaShirim, of the love relationship between God and His people. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.